Welcome to the Hot Girl Hotline. I'm your host, Madison, and today's episode is for the gentleman. Does your lifestyle attract the right women? Assessing if the way you live appeals to the kind of woman that you want to date. Make sure your house smells good. Like, air it out. Get some fresh air in there. Just because you don't smell anything doesn't mean other people don't. If you're partying, drinking, and doing tons of substances, you're going to get a different type of girl. When I meet a guy that's like doing drugs, I don't want that in my life. I know the type of energy that substances, drugs, chemicals, pills bring, and it's just not a high value. People get in fights. What is coke beneficial for? Like, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you can't have sex. That's what the type of girl that you want to date is going to be wanting to do. But no, if you're coked out or on pills, you can't do any of that stuff. And then you're going to be irrational. And also, birds of a feather fly together. So your girl is probably going to do that. And if she's not, who wants to be with a person that's using this? So really clean up your lifestyle. If you have addictions going on, work on that. Fix that before you get into a relationship and bring these troubles onto someone else. Are you a serial dater? Think about what it means for something to be valuable. If something is valuable, it's not easily attained. Are you easily attained? Are you out dating people that you feel like aren't even at the level of people that you want to date? Or not even dating them, hooking up with people? You want to keep your energy pure, and you don't want to give your energy out around to everyone. Also, when you're being a serial dater, like, you forget details about who you're dating, what you're dating. I've been there, actually. Once I was dating two guys from the South, and I could not remember what I told who, what I did this with. Like, I've been there too. And I know, I can tell when a guy is dating so many girls that he doesn't know who he's talking to. Like, if everyone's dating you, you're not valuable and the charm is gone. It doesn't matter if you're a billionaire, a professional athlete, famous. It's, if you're too accessible, we don't really care that much anymore. We're not taking you seriously. I want to get into a little story. I was out with my girlfriend the other night. She's a beautiful, cool girl. We weren't super into any of the guys or anything, but me and my friend are both single. So we were scouting around a little bit, and she saw this really cute guy. She's like, that guy's so hot. He's the hottest guy in here. Like, he looks so cool. Like, he looks like our style. I was like, oh yeah, he's really cute. And then he gets a little closer, like comes up right by us. And I saw his hat was an 11 hat, like 11, the strip club in Miami. It was an immediate no for us after we saw that. The guy is cute. He's cool. We want a guy with an 11 hat. So that's right there is telling us he's not to be taken seriously. A girl that would like that is a girl that's not going to be on the top of her game. If you're going to strip clubs every night, especially as a lady, like, what's the goal here? And I've been to 11. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with going to that. It's just the way that you're presenting yourself out to the world. Strip clubs are not something that you want to be frequenting, to be honest. The energy with strippers and strip clubs is way different than the energy with girls and women in a real life. Honestly, you're there to pay for them. Like, they're working. They don't actually like you. If you're the guy that thinks the strippers actually like him, like, you're Delulu, and you're probably not going to find the right type of girl to date. If you want the strippers to like you, they just want your money, and then they want to go have someone else on the side, just like what you're doing. Really, I don't think there's anything wrong with strip clubs. I've been to strip clubs before, and I'll probably go again. But it's something that happens maybe like once a year or something on some random night out. Guys that go to strip clubs a lot have a different kind of energy. Like, the way they interact with girls is not, it's not what we like. It's not how it actually is. In strip clubs, the girls will come up to you, and the girls will hit on you, and the girls will try to give you a lap dance. That's not how it is in real life. So if you're taking that energy into real life, you're not going to have success with the right kind of women. For instance, there was this guy that had a lot of potential. He was really good looking. He was like 50, but he'd never been married. He'd never had kids. He had a really beautiful house, like a Rolls Royce SUV, a G-Wagon, some other cars. He had a lot of potential, but he frequented strip clubs, and I would be hanging out with him. Like, I liked this guy. Like, I wanted to give him a chance, but he wouldn't make the first move. And then after we talked to our mutual friend, I'm like, that was so weird. Like, I was just over at his house for a night, and like, he didn't try to do anything. And she's like, oh, well, I just talked to him, and he said that you made him feel disgusting. I'm like, what the hell? Nice time, but like, I'm waiting for him to make the move on me. And then I hung out with him again, and I went to a strip club with him and his friend. So he lives like a few hours away from me, so I went to visit him. He was like, "Hey, my friend's wife is out of town. Do you want to go to the strip club?" This is like not something that I feel like doing. So I go, and I asked, like, how often do they go? They go, not often, maybe like once a month, twice a month. That's really often. So this guy is holding himself back from having a normal relationship because he doesn't know how to act with women that aren't there working on their job shift, you know? Also, the 50-year-old guy that lives a few hours away from me, he would have no food in his house, like nothing. He had like three Britas filled with water and a protein powder. And he would go every morning and mix his gross protein powder, chemically induced protein powder, in his plastic bottle with his little metal ball thing with water and shake it up. And that would be his breakfast. And I'd be there starving. Like for myself, like I make juice, smoothies, and then I'll go to a workout class. Like, do you want some protein shake? It's like, no. Like, most girls will like some lemon water, some fruit or something in the morning, some tea. Like if you're gonna have girls over, staying over, make sure that they have like a cushy environment, like environment that's equal to what they provide for themselves or more. Also, guys, if you're like 40 to 50 and you've never been married, you've never had kids, you've never had like a long-term live-in girlfriend, I'm talking like 5 years plus, there's probably a lot you would benefit from learning about girls, about women, mostly about how to take care of somebody other than yourself. It's a really important topic to hit. A lot of girls like dating dads or divorcees because they know how to take care of someone other than themselves. If you've had kids, you know, like the kids get hungry, they get in a bad mood, you need to take them shopping. All of these things that you don't particularly want to do, but you're taking care of someone else. It's a beautiful dynamic. Or if you've been married for a long time, like you know how to like conflict resolve, live with someone. Take care of that person. So your place should be clean. You should have a housekeeper at least once a month, maybe once a week, even every day. The guy that I was in the last long-term relationship with had a housekeeper that would come 5 days a week. His time was more valuable being spent other places. So she would make the beds, clean up the kitchen, clean the house, and keep it immaculate. This is the type of place that a girl can see herself living the life with. If a girl is okay with you having a dirty, smelly, empty house with only protein powder in it, it's probably not going to be the type of not in the highest stage of her life or in a stage of her life where she can really contribute a lot to this relationship. What are your hobbies like? Are you doing anything physical? Are you growing your knowledge? Are you growing spiritually? What's your business? If all your hobbies are is like getting drunk and watching the game on your friend's couch and getting away from the wives, that's not good. Like, if your hobby is golf, that's great. But if you talk about the reason why you love golf and why all your friends love golf is because they get a few hours away from the wives while they're drinking, that's not going to be a hot perspective. So have some healthy hobbies that don't involve drinking, that involve something that a girl can see herself getting in on. If all your hobbies are for the boys, maybe you want to evaluate why that is. Like, do you like women more than just for what they look like? Do you actually like women? Do you think highly of them or do you think lesser of them? A really big issue is mansplaining, and it's especially an issue for women of a caliber that you want to date. I once had a guy mansplain to me how to ride a bike. I'm from California. I have my own bike. I live in South Beach. What about me? Seems like I wouldn't know how to ride a bike. We want to go for a bike ride. And he's like, okay, so this bike doesn't have brakes on the handlebars. This bike has a brake on the pedal. If you pedal backwards, it will brake for you. I was sitting there like, I wanted to like throw up in my mouth. Yeah, I know. Like, that was so unattractive. There's no way. There's no way he has a chance after that. I had a guy mansplain to me what an investor is. So, you have a project and you don't have the money for it. So, someone else will take a percentage and lend you the money. Oh my God. Really? We don't want some guy that has like a Lamborghini and lives in a small, dirty apartment. We want someone that is financially wise. So if we meet you and you have a Lamborghini and then you take us back to your dirty apartment that you share with three roommates, it's not going to get the job done. it's not going to be what anyone's looking for here. Have a nice car in a nice place that makes sense for your income. The cleanliness is important. The style is important. The location can be very important. Live within your means and always work on progressing yourself. The way men... The way men are looking for beautiful women, women are making sure that they end up with a provider. You know, if we have kids, if we get pregnant, we're going to need someone that is a provider while we're in that fragile state. So we're examining if you're someone that we can count on, that can provide for yourself and for others, and that is reliable, stable, cool, clean. A lot of women don't need a show off. A lot of women don't need the most social guy. We just need someone that's stable, consistent, cares about us, and treats us well. Let's talk about your Instagram or your social media. What does your explore page look like, and what does your following look like? When a girl starts talking to a guy, one of the first things that they do is look through his following list. Who's he following? Is he following a whole bunch of bikini models that he's never going to meet? We don't want that. It's not attractive. If your explore page is 100% bikini girls, do you have any other hobbies besides just looking at girls that you will never meet in their bikinis? If you're looking to attract the right girl, your social medias can either hold you back or excel you. And a lot of girls don't want a guy that has a big following. A lot of girls think it's really attractive when a guy has like 200 followers or like very few amount of followers and is also not following all the Instagram models that he's never going to meet. It's just not hot. So I would say a hot Instagram profile for a guy would be like a few hundred followers, not a big following, unless that's like your job or your passion or your hobby is content creation, or unless you're showing really interesting stuff. But we don't want a guy that just takes selfies and has a bunch of fake followers and follows a whole bunch of bikini models that he's never going to meet. I think generally that's not what we find attractive. I also think the ratio of selfies to scenic views should be about like one picture of you to every two pictures of like a scenic view or a location. So try to keep it like a little bit like not narcissistic looking. For women, whatever, like we can do what we want more on this page. But for guys, I'm just telling you what the girls are into. So if you're following a ton of Instagram models that you're never going to meet, you might want to unfollow them. And if your explore page is all models that you're never going to meet, you might want to either cut back on social media or kind of fix your algorithm so that that's not all that you're looking at. What else are you into? Travel, cars, planes. Something interesting, outdoors, start looking at more of that and engaging with more of that activities. I would say like on social media, it's a great place to learn about current events, health and fitness, nutrition, travel. I think like if I looked at the guy's explore page and it was like travel, watches, fitness, nutrition, funny videos, it's like that's kind of more of the vibe that is like a boyfriend material for us. That's more of the vibe of what we're going to take seriously. Also, watching girls' stories. If there's a guy that watches all of my stories or watches them immediately, the first thing that comes to my mind is, why isn't he working? Or if there's a guy that I was talking to and maybe he has a girlfriend now or maybe he's married now and he's liking my stories, it's embarrassing for you, the guy. It's embarrassing for whoever you're in a relationship with, and it doesn't do anything for me. Like, I just think you're kind of like a loser, and I'm glad I'm not your girlfriend, and I feel kind of bad for whoever you're with. So I would say cut back on your social media time, spend that time building business, creating wealth, working on your fitness, nutrition, learning new skills. Cut back on the social media. You shouldn't be on it that much unless it's your job. And if the way you flirt with a girl is liking her stories or flaming your stories, it's really time to grow up a little bit. Maybe that works if you're a teenager, but we just don't take that type of guy seriously. He's not going to be a star in our eyes. Good communication skills are so important. If you're thinking of a girl, text her. Don't just flame her selfie. I know that's like a low effort way of like, you know, keeping them in the rotation, but it's just not really a good look. It's very fuckboy-esque, and that's not what cool girls are going for. I think the girls that like fuckboys are kind of loser girls too. Like,
you can't get any, like, you don't think you're more worthy of a guy that actually likes you, respects you, and puts in more effort than a flame emoji? No.
If you complain about meeting crazy girls, where are you meeting these girls? Are you meeting them at the club, at the bar, at the after hours? I say this to girls too. If you meet a guy at a bar, you can't complain that he's an alcoholic or always drinking or always at the bar. But if you meet a girl at the club, you can't complain that she gets too drunk. She's doing these drugs. She hits on every guy with the table. What type of girls are attracted to the places that you're going? If you don't want a girl that's getting wasted every night till 3 a.m., hitting on guys with tables, going out dressed, scantily clad, is that how you met her? She's just doing what she does. Or a lot of guys complain that they keep getting gold diggers. What's your role in this? Are you being flashy when you're out, bragging about luxury lifestyle things and bringing not a lot else to the table? Are you being flashy, bragging about an extravagant lifestyle, and then being cheap and stingy with the girls? That's kind of what it's about. Are you living above your means and driving a car that you can't afford, a place that you can't afford, wearing designer clothes that you can't afford, and then you complain because all the girls that you meet just want you to take them shopping or want you to take them on vacation? What are you showing out to the world? How are your friends? You don't have to have too many friends. You don't have to be this social butterfly or networker. If all the guys you hang out with are like cheating on their wives, they've never been married, they're all like obsessed with strip clubs or drug addicts or something, birds of a feather fly together. You are a combination of the five people that you hang out with the most, that you surround yourself with the most. So what are they like? That'll show you a little bit what you're like. If you don't think you're in the right circle, that's okay. You can go move around, meet other people in different circles. Maybe get into golf or tennis or some activity where you'll meet other high-value men or high-value women that will introduce you to their friends. That's how a lot of people find great relationships, is introductions through friends. So have a good reputation with your guy friends, wives, girlfriends. If you go out with a girl, you pay for it. It doesn't matter if you're attracted to her. It doesn't matter if you're planning on hooking up with her. Treat women basically all the same, like whether you're attracted to her or not.